Welcome back to Talking Beyond on the Parsha with Danielle Eisenberg. In Parshas Miketz, we get a glimpse into Yosef's personal life during the 7 years of plenty. Of course, in this week's Parsha, Yosef is appointed to be the Mishneh Lemelech, the Viceroy of Egypt, and he, you know, predicts 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And the Torah tells us that when he was appointed to this position or some point after, so it says in Mem Aleph, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun, that he was married to, it says earlier he was married to Asnas Bas Potiphera, but over here it says, Yosef Yulad Shnei Vanim, B'Terem Tavosh Nasarav. Before the famine, he had two sons. And in the next Pasuk, Nun Aleph, so that's what I want to take a look at today, it says, Vayikra Yosef Eshem HaBachor Menashe. Famously, Yosef names his Bachor Menashe. Ki Nashani Elokim Eskol Amaliv Eskol Beis Avi, because Hashem has made me forget the challenges of the house of my father. And now Nun Beis Ve'es Shem Hasheni Kara Ephraim, and the name of the second son was Ephraim. Ki Ephrani Elokim Be'eretz Oni, because Hashem has made me fruitful, and I've been able to produce in a land of my affliction. So if you take a look at Targum Yonasan over here on this pasuk on Ephraim, it says V'yas Shum Tinyan Kara Ephraim, and the second son was named Ephraim Arum. Because Amar Takef Yasi Hashem Ba'ara Sigufi V'Hachdein Asid L'Miskov Beis Abba Hacha B'Sufugehom. So this is very interesting. It says, why is he named Ephraim? Because Hashem has made me, you know, strong in this land of my affliction. And in the future, he's going to make the house of my father strong in their affliction. So to simplify, Targum Yonasan says that Ephraim is named because Hashem has made me fruitful or powerful in the land of my affliction, and in the future he will also make the house of my father powerful even in their affliction, seemingly referring to Klal Yisrael when they end up being enslaved in Egypt, but they will end up becoming powerful from that, and you can elaborate that point. My question over here is, where does Targum Yonasan get this from, especially when it seems to be disproportionate? Because in the previous pasuk, when we see the naming of Menashe, so the Targum Yonasan's translation is not so fancy. It doesn't really add much. It's just basically an Aramaic translation. It says Arum Amar Anchi Yasi Hashem Yas Kol Leusi Yas Kol Beis Abba. Basically, an Aramaic translation for Menashe. But by Ephraim, when the pasuk says, in the regular text of the Chumash, that Hashem has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction, but Targum Yonasan adds that something about the future. So the same kind of thing will happen to the house of my father. So where does that come from? Now, I'm not positive, but I would like to suggest that it could be that there are one or maybe even two questions on the lashon of the name Ephraim itself. It's two grammatical questions that cause Targum Yonasan to offer the translation that it does. As a demonstration of this concept, I want to point to a Das Hakeinim. I don't think I used this for the Das Hakeinim share last year, but Das Hakeinim has a very interesting pshat in the name Ephraim. Right, taking a look at Das Kanim, it says Al Shem Avos Avraham VeYitzchak Shneimar Bahem Efer, that Avraham and Yitzchak are both called Efer. Right, Avraham says Ani Ofer VeEfer, Yitzchak Chazal say is Efer Al Mizbeach. He's like ashes on the Mizbeach. So both Avraham and Yitzchak are called Efer, and therefore, if you would write, typically if you want to double something, so right, like you have a Yad and another Yad, so together that's Yadayim. You have a regel, another regel, it's reglayim. So if you'd want to say a pair of sets of ashes, so you would call that Ephraim, Ephraim. And that's what Das Hakeinim says. Ephraim grammatically means a pair of sets of ashes. And, you know, this is not the reason given in the pasuk. And that's a separate question you can ask in the Das Hakeinim of, you know, how does that tie into the pasuk? The pasuk says the reason that the name was given, and Das Hakeinim offers another upshot, but it could be that Das Hakeinim was struggling with the seemingly plural version of Ephraim. Why isn't Ephraim just named something like Ephri? right? Something singular. Ephraim is plural, and I think that was the problem with the Das Sakanim, at least part of it. Besides some other depth that surely is in the naming after Avram and Yitzhak. But perhaps we can apply that question here too. That Torbjörn Jonasson said it cannot be that he is named Ephraim, a plural sounding name for a singular event, if Hashem made him fruitful one time. So sticking more in line with the pshat of the pasuk, that Ephraim is being named for Yosef being fruitful in the land of his affliction, so it must be a plural form of that. So it's not just that Yosef himself, as an individual, was fruitful and powerful in the land of his affliction, but it's referring to another time that Yosef or his family, an extension of Yosef, would be powerful, and it's referring to the future event as well, that it's going to be the same with Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's the Ephraim. The plural of Ephraim says that for Yosef, there's a fruitfulness, but there's also going to be a fruitfulness for Klal Yisrael in Egypt. And perhaps we can suggest another point is that Ephraim sounds kind of like, right, so we said maybe he could be called something like Ephri or something like that, I'll be fruitful. But Hehefrani Elokim Beretz Ani sounds like it's past tense, that Hashem made me fruitful. So why would Ephraim sound like it's a future tense, right? Maybe he should be something like, you know, Mefareh or something like that. So you have Menashe and Mefareh. Why is it Menashe and instead of Mefareh or something like that, that, right, meaning Hashem is the one who makes fruitful, right? Menashe is referring to Hashem is the one who makes me forget the troubles, and Mefareh is the son that reminds me of Hashem who made me fruitful. Why is it Ephraim sounding like it's future tense? So perhaps this is also part of the motivation of Targum Yonasan to refer to a future fruitfulness. So we have this Ephraim, this name Ephraim. It should be something that's, you know, maybe more present or past tense, something that is in singular. The fact that the name Ephraim sounds like it's future tense and sounds like it's plural perhaps motivated Targum Yonasan to suggesting that it's not just Yosef naming his son, not like Menashe, who was named for a past event, but Ephraim is named for two events, and one of them is even a future event. And with this said, there's a lot more that definitely can be said about Yosef's foresight and his attention to the future and to the plight of Klal Yisrael in the future and how he is setting the stage for it, but we'll just call it here for now, wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. Guten Chodesh, and a Freilichen, and Lichtige Chanukah.